in the kitchen whipping pies with wire hangers and knives. My homie came home, he was broke, I gave him a job. I handed him a zip, it looked like I gave him a five. You know it's getting vicious when they park up and they taking pictures. When you gotta kiss your daughter and send her away for Christmas, prepare yourself for mandatory call outs and visits. Where if they feeling froggy, they gonna leak, little nigga. Ribbit. I let this pole pop through a whole block. I'm the type to cook a whole block and not clean the stove top. They like that, they bought me dirty work, I bought it right back. Nah, they not gon' fool with me. I really put in work with this car heart. I got the two with me. And it's for the north. O is for them O's that I move right off the porch. R is for the rules. T don't tell the truth if we ever go to court. H is for them hoes. Gotta watch them bitches, but I love me one of those. Walk to your casket with a rose. I drove from SI with this DE. Don't get exposed.
If you need it, you have a sleeve. If I greet you when we meet, then you can get a plate to eat. Yeah, then they forget to thank the God. These little niggas greedy as could be. Nigga beat at you a leech. Look, that bitch sliding like it's Crisco on the floor. I be whipping with that fork. I turn the kitchen to a store. Gramps pissed cause I used all the dishes for the soft. Chop the work, then I bag and go on missions when they call. Yeah, look, I got them sniffing brickies like a dog. The only thing left to do is ball. The cap off like Brown when he throwing powder. I'm in the streets like a ghost. It's about the power. Wait, you ain't just here that toast. These little niggas do the most. You gon' have to give me like an Operation Family Ties. They say we handling pies, and that shit gon' bubble, but keep that candida dry. I'm the same little nigga outside brandishing nines. A nigga always 10 toes, yeah, I'm standing on mines. You simple niggas worry about Jordan standing in lines. I was letting fiends sample the lines. Other niggas had the ball going to play. Shit, I was planning to grind. I knew the plug would sub me in. I just waited my time. Look, you know niggas don't use the clock on a rollie. Stolen Glock from the police. Then spin your block in a stoley. Speaking on me to these hoes. Please stop, you don't know me. Or you rather I revert to the old me. You talk about that murder gang, but niggas gotta show me. You run up, I'ma fall back and shoot it like Kobe. My homies caught your man out, and I let him live. I told my little niggas, stand down. You bitch niggas owe me. The cap off like brown when they throwing powder. I'm in the streets like a ghost. It's about the power. Wait, you ain't just hit that toast. These little niggas do the most. You gon' have to give me like an hour. Like an hour.
Join out. Nigga gonna ask me what I want. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, give me, just give me, for the NYC. Give me what you can't get back. We keep it real, y'all. Give me, why don't you give me the world? Give me what you can't get back for the five boroughs.
Yo, it's hard to show resistance when money getting niggas need my assistance. To stack figures beyond non-existence, fuck keeping my distance. Cause being poor produce persistence, plus please, 100 G's, I have me blocking out of jail sentence. I'm recognized by the illest of individuals, killers and criminals, even willies that's really in the Jews. But still skeptic on who I cling to, cause every single nigga that swing through ain't my man just cause we mingle too much snake shit. Even females be feeding off that fake shit, filled with envy and hatred, but my high helps me escape it temporarily. Throw it, don't worry me, the wise verbally nourish me properly with that inner city urban GC. I fuck with those beyond my age bracket, cause they analyze and map it, get the papers and stack it, leaving no trace to track it. Kingpin thinking tactics is accurate, that match shit, living the lifestyle we feel relaxed
just
with.
Just give me
pimp lines and dollar signs, rolling tweeds, stacking
G's. Give me what you can't get back.
True that, I thought you knew that.
Just give me
money getters, the high bidders.
So in God I trust, I lust for 850 deluxe, and in two I touch a million plus, ain't much to discuss, diamonds and double digits, Johnny Versace down with lizards, it's realism so I visualize it to live it, moving cleverly, with intentions of longevity, strong pedigree got me touching papers, others are never CG, so through the crescent my glow of fluorescence, symbolizes the essence, yes, ceiling in the swept of essence, drug investments, the street thugs plug, be assurance, but informants, I have you wanted for warrants, before you get enormous, life's a performance, so players play with endurance, cause for more sense, any villains willing to get more intense, they tried to break us, but all it did was just make us travel or forsake us for papers, bona fide money takers, cause though we know somehow we all gotta go, as long as we leaving thieving, we'll be leaving with some
just
more
dough,
pimp lines and dollar signs, rolling trees, stacking
jeans, give me what you can't get back, man.
True that, I thought you knew that,
just give me
the money getters,
why
the
don't you give me the world,
you're rolling with us,
give me what you can't get back,
it's real NYC,
just give me
QB,
just give me
BK,
VT, give me what you can't get back,
see me, AZ, y'all
represent.
The street life, the trite life.
Give me
the world.
Give me what you can't get back.
Life's a bitch, they did die.
That's it. That's what you niggas got to offer. We
laughing at y'all niggas on this side. I'm still smelling like the Ritz-Carlton, nigga.
When they hear the Pope coming, niggas nose running.
My sheets Egyptian cotton, nigga. No half stepping, they call me Daddy Kane. Half sprinting, they running that automatic bang. My son just told me, Dad, I think I made the team. Had a conversation about Drea, don't be a Jalen Green. That's a major thing. They know I'm well off, cooking, let's have a sell off. Still the best dressed, my nigga, we never fell off. I heard them niggas' stories, tried to sell angles. Pulling choppers, biker jackets like we Hells Angels. My new bitch, she a stylist, she a fan of clothes. Fuck talking, slut walking like she Amber Rose.
It's about.
Can you turn me up a little bit? Don't miss the fundamentals, I should pitch a class. Black Tim Duncan's released a rock and it hit the glass. A brick and dash, we was whipping fast. Pills make me better like Neo, this ain't the shit with Fab. I feel like Game or this name dropping. I don't hit the mall, I'm in Bogota going cane shopping. My nigga itching, let me clap a nigga. Dick suckers got my gram hat, they tried to shack a nigga. Pause. Niggas out they fucking mind, nigga. White Christmas, we had them blocks to cover. Bought my little bitch a baby Birkin, that's a stocking stuffer. Walking with them sticks, we them pool boys. Beat him till he black and blue lips. See a schoolboy. What the blood clot, nigga, rude boy. Pack a 4-5, puff a blunt and get high. Don't give a fuck if I die, cause my son is alive, nigga. Pack a 4-5, puff a blunt and get high. Don't give a fuck if I die, cause my son is alive, nigga.
Kasha. Oh man, Aldo, Spanish Rent.
Oh man,
yo, this about to get greasy. Me and King Wise cleaning like squeegee, dropping knowledge on them while I'm out in Fiji. Pacific Islanders get the knowledge. Look, I gotta drop a little bit more. What you talking about, boy? We ain't never poor. My mindset is rich. Pulled up in a brand new Porsche. Ooh. Tell her shorty, come and get it. I don't gotta give her pork.
Ooh.
Ha. I don't even do the beef. I'm vegetarian, eating me some vegan meat. Yeah, boy, that shit looking sweet. Ah, trick or treat, huh? You might get tricked for the treat. Little nigga, please, you ain't gotta squeeze the heat.
Boom, boom, boom.
Might be in Argentina. Nah, I ain't fucking with no racist Latina.
Ooh.
Let them all know that I'm the god, I get busy. And I bust motherfucking flows like glizzies. Ooh. Catch them outside, spin the block with the knowledge and the whizzy. Got him so fucked up, he felt dizzy, huh? Ooh. They can't even travel where I be. Travel out the entire galaxy. Do this with what? All strategy. This is real bars. Welcome to my academy. I'm the professor. Never confessor. I'm the professor.
Yeah. Professor.
Professor. Yo, man.
Yo, let me take him through the track list.
Go
real
ahead,
quick,
man.
So we started out with Northside by Northside Lord.
Woo!
Moving on. to Give Me an Hour, Chase Fetty.
Yes.
Going on. Heavy track, Give Me Yours, AZ and Nas.
Just give me.
Next up was Methlehem.
Methlehem by Aldo,
crazy title. Yeah, I think, like Bethlehem, yeah. But Methlehem.
I think that was off the that album called The Holy Zoo.
Okay.
I think it's called The Holy Zoo.
Okay. And then the next one we got, we went into this instrumental actually,
yeah,
by Derringer.
Yeah, man.
Derringer,
man. That's Griselda's team. That was Griselda's original producer, man.
Okay.
And
I don't think you'll find that in any book.
Oof. Yo,
yeah, this intro's crazy too.
This is realness right here. Oh, I'm in the rap room, man.
Yeah.
I'm always, you know what I mean?
You traveling, man.
Yo, bro, like, listen, bro. At the end of the day, man, I was just building on the gram about it, right? It's like, you know, one's got to be able to see both sides in order to make a proper judgment, right? You know what I'm saying? That's really what it comes to, man. Like, judgment ain't even a negative thing, man. People say, don't judge me. It's like, of course I'm going to judge you. I got to figure out if what you are doing and what you are saying is actually right and exact.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you could say something, but your actions don't add up.
Right.
Right.
I think judging is actually a loaded term.
No doubt.
If you think about it, yeah, you're going to judge, which is assess.
Assess the situation.
And possibly examine.
Exactly.
But then it doesn't mean to assume things about someone.
Exactly.
If you think, oh, this person's judging me, it actually sounds like, yo, you're saying that this person who is assessing you already has preconceived notions of you.
Indeed.
Like they assume things.
Indeed.
But that's not what to judge means.
No, it doesn't.
If someone is judging you in the accurate sense of the word, they're just, you know, they're checking, okay, who, where, when, what, why, and how. That's it. Ain't nothing emotional about it. Mm. So, you know, let's take the words and actually try to unload them.
And understand what the fuck is being said, man.
Right.
Or it might be a dead, man.
Hey, Hardbody's going to be rapping.
Straight up, man.
For life. Everybody who knows Hardbody knows that once he gets in the zone, you might need a rope, maybe 5 feet. I say at least 6 feet rope. You got to throw it into the portal and, you know, see if he can catch the tether so he can pull him back in
to the
physical space that we in here.
So that you need 7 feet.
Yeah, we need 7 feet. Right, right. We need that extra foot.
To come back to the six,
yes.
Right? But, you know, it's like this, man. It's like this, bro. a judge, right? You know, a judge is looking at the evidence that is, you know, placed in front of it to make the what? Proper what? Justice. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, right? The evidence is laid in front of them, so now they know. It's like, okay.
Right.
It's not based on hearsay.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, you know, we're going to continue on with this docu.
Yeah.
And we are in a different part of the documentary where this brother here is talking about, you know, standing up and changing the narrative, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's about. We got to change the narrative.
Yeah.
You ain't going to change the minds of the politicians, so stop voting. Oh, sorry. you know, you got to really just change your own communities. That's it, right? With whatever resources you got, change your own communities. Don't worry, you know. Like, yo, man, if you think you're going to take them down, well, then you better have a straight up massive army.
Straight militants.
Like, you better have, because I tell you, boy, these guys don't want to give up their power for nothing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Indeed.
So we do the best with what we got, man.
Indeed. Let's move on to this.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
It's more difficult, and they do it because, frankly, there's a lot of money laundering involved. Those labels wash a bunch of money through. We don't do it, but we know the labels are doing it 100%. Okay, they're then taking the money off the top end, and you see on your royalty check, oh, they spent $150,000 on this video. Did they? Because we didn't see $150,000. Okay, so where did the money go? And to who? Their friend's company? A lot of times that's the case. Same thing with insurance companies. They charge us more to ensure your videos. And it's because they know the culture that's been created. They know that the only possibility of a music video being shot up is on a rap video. And that's the truth. So change the culture. You have the power.
Wow. That was a lot of information. I hope you took heed to it. I think it was a German Nazi who said, give me control of over a nation's music and I will control their youth. And this is what the first brother explained on how the music of the 60s and the 90s empowered black youth so much so that when they saw something going wrong, they acted in a response. They fought the power. They burned things down because they had racial pride and self-esteem. And I too am a victim and a product of the early 90s music, because I remember there were songs like Self-Destruction, We're All in the Same Game, Unity, you know, I'm Everyday People, Fight the Power, songs that were uplifting in my early teen years. But right around 1992, where they're talking about that meeting, I saw a change where Dr. Dre and the Chronic and, you know, Mobb Deep and Jay-Z and all of this gangster music, Ghetto Boys, everybody talking about gangsterism. And I went from wearing Malcolm X chains and, you know, Brand Nubian and, you know, the X-Clan and African medallions to wanting to be a thug. And so I can literally say that I and a lot of my peers were influenced by the music that was perpetrated to us. And it taught us everything to do. Sell drugs, smoke weed, drink alcohol, you know, what guns to buy, how to wait. Like, it taught us an entire lifestyle. And a lot of my peers, even today, are still involved in that lifestyle. And some of them are still in prison. Some of them just recently went to prison. Some of them are still coming out of prison. Some of them are on their way to prison at the age of 47 because we have been indoctrinated with that music. Like you said, music has such a terrific influence. As the brother said, well, you know, when those songs were out, people fought the power. When Sean Bell got shot 50 times, the best song on the radio was Like a Lollipop, and nobody did anything. And I've heard of that secret meeting before where the record companies, the record executives, met with owners and investors of private prisons and said, look, if you want to invest in these prisons, we need you to keep the prisons full by promoting music that promotes criminal behavior. And in 1992, 1996, that's when we started living it, literally living it. We changed from, you know, party to guns and shooting each other. People who we grew up with from the Boys Club. And so even today, that is what we see. We wonder why.
Oh, man.
And,
you know, the I'm Boys Club.
Ignoring all the
y'all belong to the Boys Club, man. You know what that is, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
the boys, huh?
Yeah, man.
Talking about, I like this guy's perspective, man. Because he's talking about his own experience with it.
Indeed.
And, you know, the people around him, he's happened to see. And he didn't even mention his people that might be dead already.
Yeah.
Because of the lifestyle. He's talking about how they're going to prison, they're mm-hmm. in prison, or mm-hmm. they just got back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's probably brothers that also lost their life
mm-hmm.
around him due mm-hmm. to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real, you know? It's a real thing.
Everything is real, bro.
Indeed.
Everything's real, bro. And, yeah, everything's real, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I got, you know, we both got homies that that passed away, you know, because of drugs and alcohol. I got brothers who passed away because of gang violence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A brother I grew up with got shot out, you know, killed right in front of his house. You know what I mean? Mm. I can name three who died in the last 2-3 years.
Mm.
That I was really close to. Then I can think of OGs and young OGs that I grew up with who died.
Yeah.
Over overdoses. And they were quote unquote, you know, lords of that, of the six. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that they died of an overdose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of ironic, right? Because of the business that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure I would have thought that it would have been more so a violent death, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, peace to Maserati TT, man. You know? There's a lot of people, man. You know what I'm saying? They're just, man.
Peace to all the brothers, man.
Yeah, man. So, yo, man, it's been a beautiful episode, man. It really has, you know? I will that, you know, the listener, you were able to really learn something today, right? And really learn to see with both eyes. And also, most importantly, see with the third eye, the mental eye. See the things for what they truly are, not what they appear to be, right? Find freedom in your culture, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it really comes down to, you know, is to find freedom in your culture. Make sure your culture is actually something that is cultivated by you and not somebody else.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what we hear today, is that black culture was cultivated by devils who wanted to capitalize on people's suffering.
Mm-hmm. Like an energy source, almost.
Vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like that stuff in the, you seen it in the Matrix when he sees the real world and they're,
yeah,
just getting harvested.
They're getting harvested, bro,
by all these robots.
And yeah, that, man. I mean, that's some trippy shit. And that story was written by a black woman.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's not coming to surface right now.
Her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely, if you search it up, quick search, and then you'll definitely find it.
Yeah, Lincoln.
She also wrote Terminator as well.
She's the one that did Terminator too, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Lincoln had her down here for the Love James Book Fest, which is actually in this building.
Oh,
upstairs.
That's dope. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So you know, this is the Boom Bap Syndicate, man. We here to inform you on a lot of different things, man. And we come here to deal in equality and you know. This has been the fourth episode, and it's only gonna get bigger,
yes,
bigger
sir,
and better.
Yes, sir. Every week, baby.
Every week, baby.
Saturdays, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Tune in or miss out.
90.1
FM.
Woo!
CJSF, baby.
Yeah, man.
Let's
peace
go.
To the gods. Peace to the earth,
peace,
man.
To
I'm
God,
Body
peace
Dreams.
To earth. I'm King Wise. Peace to all the people.
Peace to all the hip hoppers. Let's get it popping, man. Always love y'all. Peace.
My life story, strictly business, never blew my chance. Moms kicked me out the house when I was flipping, I'm the man. Put the boys on the street, make them walk this beat. Teach them how to eat and to seek for peace. Son, I stamped his name living proof, cause I mean what I say. Bring the fake to reality and make them pay. Yo, these ghetto rhyme stories got them scared to death. I'm trying to get the fuck out, see what the world's about. Check it, 1986 is when I reached my peak.
Take my brothers out of state and try to make some ends meet. First destination Texas, and it's just like that. Making moves with my brothers and there's no turning back. We got 36 grams on the scale right now. Getting ready with my brothers, time to break this shit down. I'm not about killing my people, but you know how it go. Work with me, not against me, and we'll make mad dough. With my co-defender that when I break down, look back. Hold me back and give me love, and now I'm giving it back. A unique sound from the street, and it's just so sweet. My living proof life story, let me break it in peace.
Yo, I rock on the block with the real hip-hop. As you start to clock and jock. Yo, I'm coming off with mad rage. 18 and hitting the real stage. But don't worry about me, cause I'm making it. And if I can't have it, then I'm taking it. That's how it is, cause I'm living trife. Where's my knife? Take a chance with your life.
Just a little love.